Hey soccer friends, I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of TeamPlayer's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TEAMPLAYR.US. And come give TeamPlayer a look. Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them. And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order. Hello and welcome back to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. This week, I have Brandon Hess, the owner of Soccer Post. Now, you may be wondering why I brought a store owner onto the podcast. Well, every person in this beautiful game that we all love has a story. Brandon shares his and some information regarding the store and what you can find. I won't go into too much detail, but let's start this chat and head to the pitch.
My name is Brandon Hess. I recently purchased the Soccer Post in Keller, and I have been a lifelong soccer fan. My story really started, I played a couple seasons in rec as a kid and really enjoyed it. But being the oldest of eight kids, there were very limited resources to go into play. So I never really had any coaching growing up, never really understood the game. I did play in high school, but frankly, I was a terrible player in high school. Some people might still think the same thing, but I remember at the end of my senior year, I was in a practice. I went to strike the ball, and I remember the exact location that it happened. Struck the ball, very clean hit, and something clicked. All of a sudden, soccer made sense for me. And I went from this terrible bench warmer on a team that won two games our senior year to, I'm actually okay at this game. And I'm not sure how or why it happened at that moment, but I've always enjoyed the game, loved the game. And for me, especially as I coach my son, I look at it more from the lens of, man, I never had this opportunity growing up. I've become an okay player, but it's well past the point where it could have ever turned into anything. And so it's always been this, what could have been? So I coach my son's team. He's a seventh grader, a U10. We're GNWSA, but we play up a year. And we got a great team. It's a lot of fun to coach them. But for me, my philosophy from the coaching perspective is I want the kids to learn the game, and I want the kids to love the game. I've seen parents berate their children on the sideline for making mistakes, and you realize, man, that kid is not going to enjoy this. He's not going to stick around and play. Because soccer is one of the few sports where you can pick it up and you can play it for the rest of your life. I play pickup with a couple of guys that are in their 70s and I think even 80s, and still out there playing consistently. But it's a fun sport. It's great exercise. And it's really carried over for me. I still play soccer 4 or 5 times a week. My wife plays soccer 2 or 3 times a week. We have 4 kids, and all of them are involved in soccer in some way. And we just weren't getting enough soccer in our lives with 20 some soccer-related activities in a week. So we decided to buy a soccer store. Just next logical step, right? So it worked out well from a timing perspective. I'd actually been looking at investing in some kind of a franchise. Nothing was quite the right fit. And I happened to walk into the soccer post in Keller, just right place, right time. And walked in, there's a big going out of business sign up. They were getting rid of a bunch of stuff. And I reached out to the owner once I saw that. And a couple of weeks later, I owned the store. So it came together very quickly. And I've always been an entrepreneur as well. I like doing my own thing. I love building things. Done a lot in sales over the course of my career. And so just a perfect fit. I love soccer. I love the idea of having my own business. Done a lot online, even though Soccer Post doesn't focus a lot on online. We're much more focused in the immediate community. And so one of the first things that I did was reach out to a couple of people that had a lot of experience in the soccer world to put together a really strong management team. And Brian and Carrie are the folks that are running a lot of the day-to-day at the store. They've set a lot of new expectations in place for the team. And so now we've got a very strong team that's running the show. We've raised the expectations for the folks that are working there so that it's a very different experience when people come into the store. And so it's been a lot of fun getting into this business side of the soccer world. And it's been interesting too, as I've learned the pros and the cons, in the upsides and the downsides of a lot of different pieces of the soccer world. There's a lot of business opportunities, but there's a lot of ways to help as well. It's been interesting as I've talked with people, especially on the uniform side. The uniforms is a huge part of the business that we do. And you talk to most people, and it is a painful experience getting their uniform. You probably know that as a soccer dad. My
It's horrible.
daughter's, yeah. And everybody says the same thing. They get the uniforms, they order it over the summer when they sign. And then in a few weeks, a couple pieces come in. A few weeks later, a few more come in. And maybe they're ready to go after the season starts. Or I talked to a buddy yesterday who was with one of the big uniform brands that's out there. He said a bunch of players on their team didn't get uniforms till after the first half of the season was over. And so it's this painful process. And so we looked at it like, okay, we're moving into a new store. We've got a lot more resources. We want to do this professionally. We want to make it a very different experience. So what does that look like? So we made some investments in some machinery and the right people in the space. And we're looking at being able to turn around the uniform production a whole lot quicker. We've got a couple of big clubs that have already signed with us. We're working with both FIBA and Villarreal, which you mentioned earlier. And our goal is to be able to turn around their uniforms within just a few weeks. Have everybody in the club receive their stuff well before the season actually starts. So we want to make it a different experience, both from the uniform perspective, coming into the store, and just all around.
Now, being here locally, do you think you have a chance to, just speaking on the uniform side, hopefully snag those bigger clubs away from soccer.com? Because I can tell you, when it takes almost 4 months to get your whole kit, sometimes 6 months, I will not lie, I did hear stories of 6 months of people getting their product. I don't know what organization. It wasn't local. I know it was ordered online, and I won't put the name out there who it was, but will it be a you're hoping you'll be able to get the resort the product in? Because I feel like that was a lot of the things you would hear from them. It's so and this company's not getting the product in until such and such month, and then they got their shipment in and we were too far down the line to get our product. I was like, really?
I do. I fully expect us to become one of, if not the largest provider of uniforms in the DFW area. That's one of our big goals. Because when it comes to soccer.com, you're competing with thousands of clubs all across the country to get your uniforms. And there's a lot that
Right.
soccer.com has done well. But when you have to add in shipping and hundreds of thousands of orders from kids across all 50 states, your stuff gets last in line versus with us having a local experience where you can come into the store. And one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to be stocking extra products specifically for these club partners that we have. And so somebody tears a jersey at practice on Thursday. They wouldn't wear their game jersey, so that's a bad example, but something happens where they need a new jersey ASAP. They come into the store, we've got the blank jerseys there. We can press them on the spot and they're ready to go for the weekend, as opposed to the promise of, oh yeah, we'll overnight it to you, no big deal. Good in theory, but in practice it's a different experience. So yeah, I
Practice.
fully
Yeah, in practice, sorry for cutting you off. In practice, it's going from putting your order in the next day. Hopefully they'll do it if it's on a Thursday, if that gets put into the right line. If not, it'll be next week. And then what's the point of having expediting shipping if you didn't get it until next weekend anyways?
It's nice too with Soccer Post. We're actually a franchise. We're the largest soccer franchise in the country. There's 50 some locations scattered throughout the country. Alex Morgan actually owns one. She's an investor in Soccer Post. So we might not be quite as big as soccer.com, for instance. They're a big one, but we have a lot of the resources backing us of the big guys. So there's a lot of experience with the folks that own it and started it, plus all the other operators across the country that have done things. Combined with the local experience, our storefront that we're moving into here soon, we're going from a 1400 square foot store to a 6000 square foot store. And that was very specifically done to benefit our club partners. We're putting a field in there, small training field, so that our club partners can come in and they can try stuff on, do some small training stuff when they need to, when the weather's bad. We're putting a meeting room in there for them to come in and have coaches' meetings, review film with their players. But especially in the back, we've invested pretty heavily into machinery on site so that we can spit these uniforms out very quickly. If you look at the traditional method for putting a uniform together, you'll have, badges and numbers and decorations that you'll heat press on there. And a typical heat press, you get one of those and it's just, you push the lever down, you hold it for 30, 45 seconds. Maybe you have to do that a couple of times. So a single normal heat press is going to spit out 30, 40 pieces of clothing in an hour. We are putting one in the store that will spit out 300 to 400 in an hour. So we're looking at a much bigger capacity so we can support these bigger clubs and get their stuff to them a lot quicker. And then just our management team is very process oriented. We looked at this very much from the business perspective of, okay, we've got to make it a good experience. How do we combine our love of soccer for making sure that we're taking good care of people? What systems can we put in place so this is smooth? And we've talked a lot about that. And so our entire production area is set up very intentionally so that as these orders come in, we'll be able to turn them around very quickly. Whether it's a big team of thousands and thousands of kids, or whether it's a smaller club. I just talked to one a few minutes ago before we jumped on. A little bit of a smaller club with 10 teams that they're looking for help, they're looking for options, and we've got the capacity to help those guys too.
Now, with you guys being local, are you guys able to work with other local businesses to help these teams to find support, or is that more left to the, this is a curiosity factor as a parent, because you're the in-between person between the club and the player and or the families. Will you be able to help with them? I don't know how to describe it. If let's say a local team, I'll use one of these UPSL teams, they come to you, can you make our kits for us? And they say, here's our local sponsor. Are you able to do stuff like that to help them get that stuff on the kits? Or is that something you'll have not to be able to do? Or just curiosity factor as a business perspective? That's
Yeah,
really big right now.
absolutely. We do so all of that. We actually had a couple of UPSL teams that we're working with. One of them came to us with, hey, I don't know what I want. Can you make up a custom design for us? And we did exactly what you're describing. We went through, we gave them some ideas. We worked with some of our vendor partners to say, okay, this is what they want. Let's put some mock-ups together for them. And so we've done that with a couple of teams. We've got others that had very specific looks that they knew they wanted. Like, hey, I know we want Joma. I know we want Nike. What can you do for us there? But yeah, we can work together. And when it comes to the uniforms, we can make pretty much anything happen.
That's awesome.
There's a couple things that are bad ideas, like embroidery, for example. You don't want to do that on a uniform. It's extremely expensive, and it opens up a lot of room for problems. Anytime someone brings that up, I tell them right off the bat, that's. Let me encourage you to not do that instead. But yeah, on the uniforms, yes. And then we want to be involved in the soccer community. There's a couple of clubs I've talked to that they can't do uniforms with us because they're in contract elsewhere right now, but we still want to be involved. And so we'll sponsor things for them. We'll look at doing fundraisers for them, connecting them with people. We've got a couple of people that are coming into the store when we get this new field up and running here soon. They're going to be doing soccer specific training and recovery from injuries. And so we want to be a resource for all things soccer, regardless of if you're getting your uniforms from us.
So that's the next exciting part. You guys are moving from this nice little hole in the wall, as I like to call it, store, to where you guys are moving to. And if anyone's listening to this that's from the Keller area, they always have the Halloween shop in there the last couple of years. And we drive past it quite a bit because we go that quote way down 377 quite a bit. And how far away, this is just putting this out there, this you might actually be open before then. Before this gets released, depending on how things are going, when is your expectations for the new store and new facility to be open for you guys?
2 months ago, it always takes much longer than you think. But I was hoping we would have been going by now. But my contractor's telling me by the end of the month, the building process should be done. So there's the city has to come in and approve some things. But I'm hoping we'll start to move over there. Yeah, before the podcast comes out, if you're talking later this year, is what we're shooting for.
There's nothing on the side of town. We have literally driven to Plano, McKinney, Frisco to go pick up soccer gear. The next closest one, not to throw names out there, is in South Lake. And it would be nice to have something for us on the west side of town to have something closer. But you mentioned about being this new facility, you'll have open space, you have conference rooms. Is that more for your partnerships, or is that can that be for any club to come in and use as needed, as like a renting out or loaning out to the community? I don't know how you have it set up, and you can discuss that if you'd like, but is that for anyone to come in and use, or is it just for your partnerships?
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit of both. We'll give priority access to our club partners to make reservations first. We'll open that up probably a week before for the club folks to make reservations. And then any spots that are available past that will be open to the public. I've got friends that do training that have already asked me if they can do trainings there. There's folks that I'm sure will come and rent the fields out, especially with over the summer. It looks like Atoka is going to be doing some renovations. So the indoor facility is not going to be available over the summertime there at Toka. So I'm expecting we'll probably have some people come to us looking for some field space.
That's awesome. And is the meeting room going to be set up so everything's already set up, or will they need to, other than the TV, or will you have everything set up where it is more of what I call plug and play, like corporate America is, you sit down, here's my computer, I plug my computer in, or I plug in whatever it may be, or they send it via Bluetooth to a TV. Is it going to be that type of setup so when they have their meetings, they can review game film more easily, or is it something that they're going to have to coordinate with you all?
Yeah, so we want to make it as simple as possible for everybody. So there's going to be Apple TV, some kind of Bluetooth casting device. They can cast it from phone, computer, iPad, whatever. Big TV that's in there, table and chairs for all the players or whoever else is in there to sit down with them. But yeah, the goal is just to make it as simple as we possibly can. They'll reserve that and have their meetings. It's one of the things that, as I've looked at and talked to different clubs, they have plenty of field space available to them. But I haven't seen a lot that have actual meeting rooms. And so when it comes time to doing film review, my daughter just does that on her own. And I'm sure there's other coaches that do that, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of options to help these players break that down. And for me, my growth and understanding of the game came from watching games, watching professional games be played. And so seeing the mistakes that you're making and the good things that you did on the field as well. And having somebody help break that down is huge for the reinforcement aspect. That's something that I do with my boys. We've got a system that we purchased from Trace. And so we record all of our games. And then anytime something gets rained out, that's what we do instead of practice. And then the
That's
boys
awesome.
will sometimes get on there as well. But yeah, I'm a big believer in looking at the film and helping the players develop by seeing them. One of the pieces about the store that we talked about a lot is it's interesting because there's not a lot of specialty sporting stores. Like you don't see basketball specific stores, you don't see football specific stores, but you'll see that with soccer. And one of the big things, if you go into an Academy or a Dick's or some of these big box stores, is the products that they carry. It's all the lower tier products, the big brands like Nike and Adidas and Puma. They make three and four different tiers of products. And a lot of people don't realize this, but when you go into a soccer store specifically, you'll see all of those tiers available. The $300 shoes are the same shoes that your favorite players wear on the pitch. And then they've got all the way down to the tier three and four stuff, which is the stuff that's carried in the big box. It's less expensive. And most people just associate price with higher quality. It'll last a lot longer. But it's interesting when you come into a soccer specialty store, and this is a big deal for our team. Whenever somebody comes in, they're very focused on helping the people find the best product for them. A lot of people don't realize the difference in the type of shoes. So for instance, those tier one shoes that you might spend $300 on, those are not designed to last for 3 or 4 years. In fact, they're probably only going to last 6 or 8 months for the players that are wearing them. They're designed for performance. And so when you're looking at a shoe like that, what they do is they cut all the weight out they possibly can. And so for a tier one shoe versus a tier three or four shoe, you're talking 4 or 5, maybe a 6 ounce difference, which might not seem like a lot, but then you pick it up and you feel the difference and you realize that over the course of the game, you're taking thousands and thousands of steps and every step adds a few extra ounces of weight. So if you do the math, you end up carrying around an extra 2,000 pounds of weight over the course of a game. And so you'll see those tier one shoes are more designed for the high level players, where that tiny little edge at the end of the game when your feet are tired, your legs are dragging, but you still need just that tiny little edge to beat the defender and potentially score that game winning goal. That's where that stuff applies versus the less expensive stuff that you'll see at the big box chains. That's if you're just messing around, entry level rec players, that's fine for those guys. And so one of the big things about coming into a store, and this is what we teach our people, is people come in for your expertise. We're soccer people, we're different. They come in because they want help. And so we're going to have a conversation with you. We've got some tools that some of our brand partners have given us to help find the perfect shoe for your position and your style of play. You'll see differences even in the cut of the cleat on the bottom. The different shape and the positioning of the cleats themselves enhances players that sprint more, say a striker or a center midfielder that might need to cut back and forth a little bit more. They have a different cut of the cleats on the bottom. And so as you come into the store, the experience that we give people is designed to be a very different experience for them as well. So they come in, they have a conversation, they understand the differences, and obviously they can still purchase whatever their budget allows them to purchase. But if they're looking for that little bit of an edge, we provide that expertise to help them with that. And that's really the big difference as you're looking at the difference between the big box stores and a soccer specialty store. You're talking to people that know the game and love the game and help you pick what you need. Versus just a generic shopping experience.
With that specialty store, then do you mentioned some things just with the cleats. I'm that shopper that equates more expensive normally with better quality. And I will say my son has had a pair of expensive cleats, and him and I were playing, and I stepped on his foot and we ripped them. They didn't last that long. Now he has this nice leather pair of Copas, and they're slightly heavier, and he's wanting the new shiny boots that came out with the Messi logo on it. And but there's a huge weight difference between the material between that leather pat that soft leather that it's on his current cleat versus what he's asking for now in that very thin. And it's, I think you are right. I think parents need to understand that. I think athletes need to understand that. I find this ironic because my first real job as a teenager was in a specialty building store. And you can go buy those parts, some of those things at certain local stores, hardware stores, and things like that. But what you're getting, like you said, is that expertise behind it. And you may have 16-year-old kids in there working, but I guarantee you they probably understand how the bottom of the cleat affects how they run better than me or my wife and my 10-year-old son or my 6-year-old daughter, for that matter. So that's really cool. That is such an important element when you walk into a store. And since you are specialty, with that being said, will they recommend other product then to go with the cleat because they have this experience with the product with as an athlete or as a current player, and they might not so much be pushing product, but giving recommendations based on something they have experienced or something they went through at that age. The only one that comes to my mind is Sievers disease, and that's a very common youth growth issue, and people don't understand how serious it can be. We didn't even realize how serious it can be as a family and how it affects at soccer players quite a bit. And I'm not just giving medical advice here, anyone, but talk to your doctor when you, but there are things that can help prevent it. And when they do have it, to help alleviate some of that. Will they have the knowledge to help with that type of stuff then?
Very much. And again, definitely not doctors in the store, but there's one particular product comes to mind, and this is actually from a great partner that we've worked with called Curex. They make something called the Cleat Pro. And I'm personally a big believer in this because this solved a big problem for me almost instantly. But it replaces the insole of your shoe. You take out the insole. And if you've never done that before, when you take those things out, they are paper thin, especially after you wear them for a few times. And what a lot of people don't realize, like you get to the end of your soccer game, first thing that come off is those cleats. Like your feet are uncomfortable, partially because you've worked really hard in them. But those things are not really designed to be comfortable long term. And one of the big problems with cleats in general, like you cut one in half and you look at the padding in there, there's really nothing in it. And if you look at the cleat itself, it's flat on the bottom. The insoles are flat. Versus you look at somebody's foot, there's a little bit of an arch. Some people have more arch than another. And we've actually got a tool in the store that we take everybody through this process to help them find the one that makes the most sense. But Curex makes a Cleat Pro that's a replacement insert for the shoe. And it actually has just a little bit of arch support, as well as it's a lot more comfortable. And Curex came in, they provided a free pair for all of our employees to take them and use them. I had actually purchased one a few weeks before they came in to talk to us because I was having some plantar fascia problems playing 4 or 5 times a week. We'll do that. And the stretching and the rest didn't seem to help. But man, for me personally, I put that in my shoe and it was gone. And it's been a good enough product. And I love this about this particular product and brand. It's been a good enough product that just slipping it in the shoe and saying, hey, just see how this feels. If you want it, here's the price. 50% of the people that come and buy shoes end up buying that as well, just because it makes such a big difference. For me, my feet feel much better after the game. And I think that's a testament to just the quality of the product. So yeah, when you're talking about additional products that we'll recommend, we have our team try on the products. They use the products. They're familiar with the products. If you're a goalie and you want to come in and get some gloves, we carry one brand that's not available anywhere else in the United States. It's a very popular brand over in Europe. And then we've got a couple of others that I don't think are even available outside of, they're only available at our store in Texas. Might be a couple others in the US. But they're good quality gloves that are just as good as, if not better, than your $150, $200 Nike or Adidas. Collier, One, West Coast, those are some of the popular brands that we carry. But they cost a fraction of what the others do. Like you can get a professional glove similar to what a literal pro wears, and you're spending 60 or 80 bucks as compared to double that. So yeah, the people in the store, they're soccer people. They love the game. They're always looking at the products. But one of our players just actually made a UPSL team. He went and tried out, and Carlos kicked butt. It is his first UPSL game. Very proud of him there. He plays for the Hurst team. So if anybody gets a chance to go and support Carlos and the new Hurst UPSL team, get out there and show some love for him. But yeah, very much soccer people know the products, use the products. And the expectation is that we provide amazing service when people come in. And that's one of the things that I love about being in the store and being so involved in the local soccer community is I constantly have friends that come up to me. Hey, I was just in your store and I talked to Ian. And man, that kid was awesome. He answered all my questions and he was so patient. And just, I hear all of these things. And I know, okay, we're on the right track. We're doing this the right way. People are talking. They're liking the experience that they have in the store. Because that's what it's about. The soccer specialty store, you take care of people, you give them a good experience, and they're going to be customers for a long time.
Love it. Thank you. To me, it's just where you go to buy your soccer stuff. It's not even a specialty store anymore. It's just where you go and where you go to get your soccer gear, because why go to the big box stores? Why go to somewhere that's not going to sell you what you need?
I'm going to say there's such a big difference with some of, here's a good example. I've got a friend that went to the World Cup and brought one of the soccer balls back from the World Cup in Russia. And that was the first time I ever played with a really nice soccer ball. like the $150, $200 balls. And it was incredible the difference playing with that ball compared to just the normal ones, the $30, $40, $50 balls. I was hooked ever since then. And so every time I get a chance to tell somebody, if you're a serious soccer player, it's nice to have one of those balls. And so my background, I've done some manufacturing work. I went and found some factories directly that build the high quality soccer balls. And so I'm bringing in some of those that are just as good as those $150, $200 balls at a much lower price point. So the folks that are a little more budget conscious can have good quality stuff. Because as a parent, as someone who loves the game, like I want everybody to have the best possible experience, even if you can't afford to go and buy a $200 soccer ball. So yeah, always on the lookout for things like that, for ways to support the community. Spirit wear is a big thing that we do in the store. We'll actually be able to make custom spirit wear for all the different clubs in store as people come in. So there's a lot that we do.
Now, as this is going on, do you see yourself being able to hopefully expand more in the community? Maybe not as a storefront, but more as outreach into the community. You talked about working with some clubs and different organizations possibly, but is your goal to have a good foot in the door? The more better community relationship you have with the community, I feel like a lot of times people are more willing to come in and spend locally. We are big advocates in our house is to support our local businesses that our kids are involved in. Soccer is one of them. So we enjoy as a family going to Soccer Post or whatever the other soccer stores are local, not actually going to the big box and chain stores in the community, but just shopping. Do you feel like that will be beneficial to you as you guys progress throughout time?
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like a lot of the opportunities that have come about have come because we're connected to folks in the soccer community. I play the guys that run the store for me. They play, they coach, they're very involved in the community. And so I have people that are just acquaintances or friends of friends that reach out with, "Hey, I need some uniforms. So and so said that you can do that. Can you help me out?" "Yeah, absolutely. I got you. What do you need?" And whether it's a full team or whether it's their adult rec league, they want something custom done. They want something put together. And it really is, it's the connections that you have create the opportunities that you have. And so we want to be very involved in every aspect of community, of the soccer community in DFW, period. So this is our first store here. And when it makes sense, we'll expand to two, three, four, and even beyond if that time comes. But I've set up the management team at the store very intentionally, so that we'll be prepared to grow and to have other locations open up. If you divide DFW into just four quadrants on our northwest side, if you Google soccer store, there's two results. There's us, and there's one other one that focuses on a lot more besides just soccer. If you get into the northeast, kind of McKinney, Plano, I think there's 12 of them over there. And yeah, this side is very underrepresented. I think South Fort Worth area. Southwest in general is very underrepresented. I fully anticipate that we'll get these processes nailed down. We'll get everything running as smoothly as we possibly can. And when it makes sense, we'll start opening up second locations to support even more.
And that's awesome. That's really cool because I feel as we are a forward progressing soccer country, I won't call us a soccer developing yet because the culture's not there and the mentality with soccer is not there yet. In my opinion, as a parent, not coming from another side of the world, but talking to all these lovely folks that see the other side of the world, that's awesome to hear that you guys are building such a great structure here for you guys to be successful. Are you from the DFW area then? Or are you a
No.
transplant?
Yeah, so Texas born and raised, born in San Angelo, grew up in
Okay.
Amarillo, went to school in Utah, and my wife and I have been back here for about 10 years.
The culture then, and that's where I'm getting at. But from the sounds of it, you've been in other parts of the country, and or from what you just said, you've been from other parts of the country. And how do you feel about the DFW culture here then? Because I feel like it's a different area. I don't know how to describe it. When I talk to families and coaches and people who I know outside of the Metroplex, they go, "I don't think my kid could survive in DFW, or I don't think my family would be able to survive the soccer culture here." And I always joke with them. I go, "There's pockets. It's just pockets that you're seeing. It's not the whole DFW area, but it's an intense area to play soccer because there is so much soccer here." Someone told me recently, there's over 30,000 or 300,000 kids roughly playing soccer every weekend in the Metroplex. And I'm like, that's a lot of kids. And they're saying that's from rec to all the way to club. And it's you're getting everything. And that's a lot. Just in soccer, it doesn't include any other sports. And of course, you're going to have issues and drama and all that fun stuff. And but the positive stuff that you've seen since you've been here, what have you seen been such of the great characteristics that we have in the DFW area? Might be the better way of phrasing this long-winded question.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about that. The other parts of the country that I've been in, I wasn't heavily focused on soccer. I just play a little bit on the side when I got a chance to. But as I think about the experiences that we've had with different teams and different levels of soccer, it's varied a lot. My daughter played on a very high-level NL team for a little while, and that was a night and day difference from other teams. The parents were extremely competitive. And to the point that if somebody makes a mistake, there's multiple parents yelling at the kid from the sideline. And so I don't know if it's so much the DFW aspect of it as you get into more and more competitive teams and competitive people, that tends to drive a lot more, a lot higher expectations. With the population here, though, we certainly have a lot of very successful soccer programs. I think the women's soccer programs just won 4, 5, and 6A state championships. I think that was all from DFW. A lot of strong boys teams here as well. When you look at the state rankings, I looked at that, I think, last year for the high school stuff. I want to say it was all the top 10 were DFW. And so, for whatever the reason is, whether it's great coaching or just some good programs, a combination of everything, we do have a lot of really strong teams and strong players here in DFW. I think just by virtue of that, that raises the expectations all around.
Now, as a soccer parent, how do you feel the game is dynamically going on? Because I feel, as a parent, we in our pre-conversation to the before the interview starts, and everyone knows that I did that. As parents, do you feel like as your kids are slightly older than mine, do you feel like that as they have progressed here, do you think that the intensity and the culture is building better here at than when you first came into the community playing this beautiful game? Or is it not so much recessing, but just plateaued might be the better way of phrasing it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say plateaued. I think improvements are always being made. So much of the experience that an individual player has is because of a specific coach and their teammates. My daughter's experience, the best team she's been on have been the teams where the girls are really committed. She plays better, the team plays better, the coach is more excited. So he's more committed to the team. As a result, everything escalates from there, everybody gets better. And then you'll also see the opposite, where several players don't care as much. And so the coach stops caring as much. Maybe not consciously, but maybe checks out a little bit. And so I think it more depends on the coaches and their commitment level and how good of a job they do of recruiting the right type of player that fits in well with their team, with their system, and that is committed to being a strong soccer player. There are leagues and there's places for folks that just want to mess around and have fun with soccer, and that's great. And then there's other places for people that want to be a lot more committed. There's the private lessons and the higher tier, and that's fantastic too. I think as you find the right expectation and the right desire for your particular player, that's what really drives the success of an individual team and an individual player more than anything else.
My favorite question is, who's been your greatest influence as a player, and who has been your greatest influence as a coach? Because you do coach now, and they can be anyone from an actual physical player that's played, or a coach, or someone that's just influenced you in a positive manner to better who you are in those two aspects.
Well, that's a
And it can
great
be different
question.
people.
Yeah, there's I didn't have a lot of co I didn't have really any coaching growing up. The only team I formally played on was my high school team. And that was your typical, you're one of the teachers that didn't know much about the sport as the coach. And I remember, I think it was my junior year, the coach liked me, so he put me on varsity and he put me at center midfield. And this is how little I knew about the game. I make a run and I get called for offsides. And one of my teammates is yelling at me as I'm coming back. He's like, "How do you get called offside as a center midfielder?" And I thought, "I don't even know what a center midfielder does and what is offside." That was how little I knew about the game at that point. And so for me, it was really this I never had the chance growing up as a kid to have the mentoring and to have the opportunity to learn. But man, I love the game. It just, you see a lot of people be successful in life as they're successful in sports because there's a lot of things that translate. Working as a team, communication, not blaming other people for mistakes that you made, but owning them and stepping up and making it right afterwards. And for my boys, that's something that I really try to emphasize. I don't feel like I'm building soccer players. I feel like I'm helping to build young men and helping to shape their future. And when we can use sports as a platform to really help them learn some of these lessons at an early age, it sets them up for success in the future. And so for me, it was really a lack of having those opportunities, but I did have plenty of good influences in my lives. I had a young men's teacher at church named Raul. Just a great guy all around. He always there every time we needed something. And it's somebody that I'll never forget, a very positive influence on my life in a lot of different ways. And then on the flip side, I've seen parents yell at their kids and set some crazy unrealistic expectations for them when they're on the field. They get upset with them for making mistakes. And I just see the light going out of their eyes as this happens. I see the disappointment. I think, man, that kid's not going to enjoy this game. He's going to leave this game frustrated and he's not going to want to come back. And so for me, it's very much about giving them an opportunity to, yes, to learn the game, to love the game, to develop at something that they can do for a long time. But man, really the opportunities to develop their character. And so for me, it's a lot more about that. And even we were talking earlier about a game we had a few weeks ago that was called off. The ref had to abandon the match. Because the coach and the parents on the other team wouldn't quit talking to him. It was just embarrassing to see that happen. And I pulled the boys aside right after that happened. I said, "Boys, if you don't learn to control your emotions now, learn to deal with disappointment now, this is what happens. You become an adult and you still can't do it. And we have displays like this." And I really see it as a platform for helping the boys grow. Not because I had a particular coach or a particular influence. There's plenty of players that I really enjoy watching. Messi, I love watching him play. Christian Pulisic's a lot of fun. It's the direct style. Plenty of players that I enjoy. But I would say it's more just the life experiences that shaped my opinions and philosophies about coaching and soccer in general.
Hey everyone, I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode of Chat by the Pitch with Brandon Hess. Now, yes, this is a kind of a semi-ad for the store, but at the same time, it's sharing their history, their journey of who they are. And I think that's important because, once again, soccer is a community sport. It takes a lot of voices to get things done and get things moving. And if you enjoy what he has to say, or if you're looking for soccer gear, check him out. They have some great selections on cleats. Their new store location's absolutely gorgeous. I would advise you to go check it out. Go spend some time in there. They even have a mini soccer field in the store. Hey everyone, if you guys have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed what I've been trying to do, the messages that I'm putting out there, please give me some ratings, some stars on all the podcast sites that you listen to this on. Give me a review, share this, share with others. The more I can make this grow, the more I can continue doing this. I'm really trying to make a difference in our soccer community. So I hope you guys have enjoyed all this. And until next time, I'll see you at the pitch.